Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And I had that little virus, and you guys were absolutely fantastic in your well wishes, and I so appreciate it. But not to worry, Dave's back in the pool, Dave's in the weight room, so everything's good. And pressing forward, and we got a lot of battles to fight, ladies and gentlemen. If we allow ourselves to go into digital currency and let them continue to pervert our children, whether it's through Netflix or public schools, we are not coming back from this. We are in, I think, our last ditch stand. And today, we've got Dr. Ted Brower from healthmasters.com with us. And before we go to Ted, I need to take care of just a little business. I'm imploring you right now, as there's an ongoing conference right now at the IMF, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, Janet Yellen, bozo, globalist, total incompetent, but totally evil. She's leading these conferences. And the IMF issued a statement today, just this morning, and said, famine coming. Get your storable food. You need food insurance right now. Go to preparewithdave.com. All the details are there. And then you're going to need water filtration. And listen to me. I am the only vendor in the United States right now that's selling the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. They ran out. A go-between said, do you have any left in the pipeline? Yeah. And they decided to have me be the guy to push these water filters. When they are gone because they're out of China. You're not going to get them again. And you may have to scavenge for water, particularly if the grid goes down. So go to waterwithdave.com. So waterwithdave.com, preparewithdave.com for your food and water. And of course, this program is also sponsored by Health Masters, keeping people like me off the operating table two times in my lifetime. And then Doug Hagman can testify to this issue as well, too, that Health Masters is the way to go. And also, too, with the shortages coming out of China, where we're not going to be able to get antibiotics much longer. And this is the word that the effect on Shanghai and the Three Gorges Dam area. And we go on and on and on. But listen to me. Medicines are getting increasingly harder to come by. You better learn to go natural. And so you better avail yourself to healthmasters.com. And the coupon code is HEALTH5 for a 5% discount. And that's brought to you by yours truly and our guest, Dr. Ted Brower. Ted, welcome to the show.
Dave, as always, my pleasure to being on with you today, and I thank you so much for supporting Health Masters as we support your show, and I want to thank all of the listeners that are listening today. We pray for you, my wife and I, every single day. We love you guys, and we want to thank you for the support, because, guys, if you weren't supporting Dave Hodges, if you weren't supporting Health Masters, if you weren't supporting alt media that's actually out there telling you the truth, there would be no alt media out there. I mean, we have to be able to pay the bills, and I want to thank you so much for that. The mainstream media is more compromised than ever. You literally have 99% of mainstream media completely and totally off the deep end now, and they've been that way for decades because of the CIA and Operation Mockingbird. And I'm going to say something that I probably haven't said on this show before, but a large amount of alt media is also compromised via Operation Mockingbird and the CIA. And probably 90% of all media that you listen to on a regular basis is funded through CIA, especially the larger shows, because they have to control the media and the groupthink, and that's how they do it, because they wanted to come into alt media also because it got too big. I know of a woman who had a talk show, and she was basically about to go to jail. I'm not going to mention any names. Okay. And she was given a huge show and a huge platform in which to push her agenda. Now, 80% of what she told you was correct. The other 20% was not. She's no longer on the air. But the point is this. I was contacted by her ex-husband, and he told me that she was COINTELPRO, that she was CIA. And so all of this stuff is real, guys. I don't like to mention names, nor am I going to do so, because all it does is cause conflict, you know, as far as the alt media. But I'm going to let you guys know, be very careful in who you listen to. I don't even know what else to say about that, except for, you know, it's one of those things. Now, I want to talk about Netflix for a second. I have a subscription to Netflix, but it's free because I have T-Mobile as a telephone. Now, if I did not have a subscription to Netflix, I would not have it on my have it as an app. 90% of the movies on Netflix are absolute filth. And with the movies they produce themselves, they always throw queer, transgenders, and weirdos and perversion into their videos, in their movies. They've had a massive, massive loss of 200,000 subscribers, and Elon Musk has come out and said now, and I don't really care for Elon Musk because he's part of this whole thing with the technocracy and all the things he's trying to do with Neuralinks, etc., but every once in a while they allow him to say something that's true. And he said that Netflix is basically losing and hemorrhaging cash and has basically lost so much of its market cap because they won't stop making woke movies. And that's the problem, because all of these people are going out there and basically doing what they do and subverting the culture with their woke agenda, which I've discussed in detail on this show before. The woke agenda is because their God is basically they call them Baphomet, and they also call their God Ein Sof, which is the snake in a tree from the Kabbalah, and that God is a hermaphrodite. And they believe that if you're a homosexual or you're queer or you're basically a transgender, you're one step closer to God as you should be as a human being. And this is what they're trying to do. They're using cultural Marxism to subvert the United States of America.
Yes.
They did this through the Frankfurt School. I've done entire shows on that, so I'm not going to repeat those again. But you've got to do research on cultural Marxism. If you go to the healthmasters.com website, there's a news feed. Go back and look through the news feed, and I have entire articles that basically you can click on and read about the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxism. They knew they couldn't destroy the United States because we had too strong of Christian values. They had to destroy the nuclear family, the patriarchal family, the matriarchal family of Christianity before they could come in and destroy the United States, because the people in Western Europe from Germany over did not want to have anything to do with communism because they were too strong of Christians. They came into the Russian Orthodox Church and they took over, you know, the Eastern states in Russia and set up the Iron Curtain. And then Stalin used to say that if he couldn't kill these 15,000 people a day, killed some estimates anywhere from 60 to 100 million because they destroyed the records. And I really don't think they would keep all the records if they go into a village and machine gun everybody. But the killing of these civilians is well known. And he had to do that because he wanted to destroy Christianity. Now, the Orthodox Church now has come out, and I'm going to read you this. This is an article that's from the Washington Post, which really surprised me they put this out, but I'm going to read it to you. It says, "The Christian nationalism behind Putin's war," and this is an article by Ishan Tharoor, T-H-A-R-O-O-R. It's also posted on my website. I'll send it to Dave so he can post it too if you'd like to on his website.
Sure, you bet.
And he says, you're reading an excerpt from today's Worldview newsletter, and here's what it says. And this is very interesting. In October of 2015, Russia's newly launched military intervention in the defense of the embattled Syrian president Assad received a clerical blessing. Patriarch Kirill, the powerful leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, remember this is not the Catholic Church, which is completely compromised at the highest levels, and a close ally of Vladimir Putin, declared the operation a responsible decision to use military forces to protect the Syrian people from the woes brought on by the tyranny of terrorists. Now, when he's referring to the terrorists, he's not excluding the United States of America. And I'm going to say something to you guys. I've traveled all over the world. I have for many years, except for the last 3 or 4 years because of this COVID nonsense. And now they're trying to bring the mask mandates back. Fauci wants the mask mandates back because he considered it's a tool, like a carrot or a stick. Basically, you can get a reward or a punishment, and the punishment is the mask. They know you can't – they don't work. They're going to force you to wear them until you get more and more vaccinations. There's 6 of these boosters now in the pipeline, and we need to understand that this is the group of these weirdos that are running the planet all over the world. Let's go back to this article. The main spokesman for Kirill's church went even further. The fight with terrorism is a holy battle, and today our country is perhaps the most active force in the world fighting it. Now – what he means by that is this. The West has been taken over by the Kabbalist Luciferian sex death cult, that who runs the United States of America. The United States of America, as he mentioned in this video or this audio and this thing, he said that this is the tyranny of the terrorists. He's putting the United States in part of that, as part of the tyranny of the terrorists. When you travel around the world, and I alluded to this moments ago, and you start asking people what they think of the United States, they absolutely hate us. They think we're the biggest terrorist nation on the face of the planet. You say, well, no, they don't. They love us. No, they don't. I have traveled. A few years ago, I was over in Switzerland. I spoke to a guy named Ali. He became really prominent and well-known from a TV show that had been out there promoting travel in Europe and in Switzerland, and he lives in a little town called Gimmelwald. I kid you not, it's Gimmelwald. And he basically, this little town, by the way, if you get a chance to go there, you need to go there. It's really nice. But there's no Wi-Fi. So if you want Wi-Fi, you're not going to get it there, okay?
Okay.
Gimmelwald is a beautiful little Alp village in the right in the middle of Swiss Alps. And so I was talking to him. He was there. I knocked on his bed and breakfast. And he started blaming America for the woes of the world. And he started blaming me personally. And I looked at him. I said,
How are you responsible for that?
That's how they see it. When you travel to Europe, they believe that all of us are liberals, that we don't believe the right way to believe. That's what they think. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't vote for these presidents. I didn't vote for these military interventions. No one asked me my opinion on it. I'm diametrically opposed to it. He goes, oh, I didn't know that. I said, well, yeah. So you've been reading too much weird stuff. I said, this whole thing is legitimately a United States government completely out of control that has been completely and totally blackmailed. And he says, well, I wasn't aware of that. So then I sent him, hey, he gave me his email address. I sent him 20 or 30 articles to read to let him know that we weren't in approval of any of this stuff. But of course, he never responded to one of the articles. And so I just quit contacting him. I didn't care. At that point, I wasn't going to be involved with him any longer because I wasn't going to try to convince somebody of the truth. The Bible says, if you see the truth and you accept the truth will set you free. But it also says that the truth has come into the world, light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. And this is exactly what happens with all of the people around the world who don't understand, including in this country, that this entire planet is being run by this dark force. Let me go back to the Russian Orthodox Church, though. Now, here's what he said. This is going to blow you guys out. This is crazy. He says, the Russian Orthodox Church has sounded the same sort of ominous and profoundly ideological rhetoric as Putin. Okay? They're telling you what they believe. Now, here's what he says as far as the separating force. Krill went on to say, claiming God was on Russia's side and expanding his critique of Western liberalism. Today, there is a test for the loyalty to this new world order, a kind of pass to the happy world, the world of excess consumption, the world of false freedom, he said. This is the head of the Orthodox Church, Kirill. And he goes, do you know what this test is? Question mark. Now, everybody listen to me for a second. If I've zoned you out or you've zoned in, you got to zone in right now. He's going to answer his question. What is the test for the new world order? What do you have to do? Here's what he said. The test is very simple and at the time terrible. It is the gay pride parade. Wow. All these countries, the United States, Germany, Israel, all these countries have gay pride parade events, which are illegal in Russia. And they have all this promotion of worldly values through the gay pride event. Now, here's why I'm saying this on your show today, Dave. I've had enough. I'm tired of it. You know, years ago, I was on with Doug Hagman. And Doug was going off. This is 10 years ago. And Doug was just having a conniption fit about militant homosexuals and what they were doing, because I think he was under attack, you know, online from them. And I said, Dave, look, Doug, I said, here's how I look at it, is this. If they're involved with the stuff they're doing, and I'm not aware of it and I don't see it, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah have always been around. God's already told us how he feels about Sodom and Gomorrah. Whatever. Do they leave us alone? I'm going to leave them alone. Whatever. I was wrong. Are you hearing me say I was wrong? They're not leaving us alone. This militant homosexual queer agenda is everywhere. They control the movies. They control the media. They control the press. And they're trying to do everything they possibly can to groom your children to become queers and transgenders. This is what Disney was doing. And Disney is a Kabbalist-controlled, Luciferian, occult-oriented organization at the highest levels. It's owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and the Bloodline families. And it has come out into the open now of wanting to groom children to become queers and transgenders. And that's why Governor DeSantis now has come against Disney World and stripped them of their Reedy Creek, basically, program that was put into power back in 1967 through Claude Kirk, the governor of Florida at that point, who gave Disney unbelievable power to be their own, how should I say, monarchy right in the middle of Florida, not subject to state or local laws. He basically let them be an island unto themselves. And now Governor DeSantis has thrown the gauntlet down and said, you know what? How about, Disney, you come after us like this? How about we just take away your standing in the middle of the state, and you're not going to try to force your liberal California ideologies and beliefs onto the people of the state of Florida. And Dave, I got to say something about DeSantis. I'm starting to really like this guy.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Now, right there with you. I know he went to Yale. I got that, okay? Is he a member of Skull and Bones? I don't know. Is it all a show? I don't know. But all I know is this. I like this guy. For him to stand against Disney, this $80 billion corporation, and say you're not going to do this in the state of Florida, I find it admirable. And, of course, our state senators and House have voted now, and he's going to sign it into law. And as of June the 1st, it could be that quick, Disney will no longer be a self-governing organization in the state of Florida. And I think that's great. Disney, and I'm telling you guys, listen to me, Disney wants to groom your children exactly. and your grandchildren. And I'm going to say this to you in a way that I can't be – I have to be direct with you on this. Do not give them money. Do not have the Disney streaming services on your TVs. Don't watch ABC. Don't watch, you know, ESPN. Don't have anything to do with any of the Disney corporations or their subsidiaries. Don't take your children to Disney World or the Magic Kingdom or to Epcot or any place that's going to support them and give them money. I haven't been there in years. Every time I go there, something bad happens, okay? They're like a bunch of tyrants over there. But the reality is, you've got to vote with your pocketbook. Don't keep giving people money who want to turn your children into queers and transgenders. Why would you do that? I'm asking you the question. And I guarantee you, we don't have any gays and queers and transgenders listening to this show, because they listen to our show because we're too conservative and politically incorrect. But why are you taking a vacation to Florida and going to Orlando and going to Disney? All over the country now, they're still doing it. The places are still packed at the theme parks. Why don't we vote with our pocketbooks and stand? They want to turn your children into gays and transgenders. They want to groom your children, and they're mad they can't do it. Why would you give them money? And I can't be any – there's so many things to do in Florida. We have springs that the water's crystal clear. You can swim in the springs with your children. It's incredibly beautiful. We have beaches that are the world's best beaches, especially on the Gulf Coast, the best in the world. Come to Florida. Enjoy your vacation. Don't go to Disney. There are all kinds of other parks in Central Florida, like Legoland, that aren't part of Disney. Very, very, very important that we all stand together on this. You know, the Southern Baptist Convention, they did a big embargo on Disney a few years ago, and Disney laughed about it, said it didn't affect us at all. Ha, ha, ha. Bunch of peasants. Who do they think they are? Guys, this is a big deal this time. If this one doesn't get your attention, and you're not going to vote with your pocketbook, I don't know what else to say to you.
But this all starts, Ted, this all starts in the schools, though.
That's exactly right.
5-year-old kids being taught how to masturbate and what oral and anal sex is. How perverted is that?
Well, no. Gosh. God. You know, that's the problem. And that's what Disney wanted to do. See, when DeSantis passed the law not allowing 4-year-olds to be taught that, 3-year-olds, if they're bright and they pass the exam, to be taught that, he said, no, we're not going to take these children and teach them the sex ed until they're 8. Now, personally, if I had been DeSantis, I'd have told them 11. I'd have said 11, but he didn't. He said 8. And that's why Disney went ape poop over this. Now, here's why they went ape poop. When you have a child who's the ages of 3 to 8, 3 to 7, he's in what's called a theta brainwave state. He doesn't have a filtration system on his head, on his brain. He believes that people that are telling him stuff who are adults in the school system are telling him the truth. He does not know how to filter it out as being rhetoric or nonsense. They don't know how to do that, so they believe everything. So what you do is you program their brain, which is basically a biological computer, to believe that these types of behavioral practices are okay. And they have pictures. They had DeSantis showed this of little 4 and 5 year old boys. It was pornography is what it was. Drawings of them laying on top of each other kissing. Oh yeah, like nude. Like, it's sick. This is the type of stuff they wanted to put in. No, this is the type of stuff they wanted to put into the school books. And he's also rejected 40% of the quote-unquote textbooks into the state of Florida now, because they're basically teaching white privilege and all the other crazy stuff, and they'll take a math question, and they'll say, you've got a mother of five black children living in the ghetto, and that black mother basically is on welfare, and these white children basically aren't on welfare. However, this black mother has X amount of dollars per month to feed her children, and these white children have X amount of dollars to feed their children. How much per child is being spent in these areas? That's a math question. They were doing that. Just pure race baiting. And it makes me so stinking angry, Dave, that they're doing this. And so 41% of the textbooks now have been rejected by the state of Florida. The state of Florida, let me tell you about the state of Florida. The old people who came to this state, I was born here. Okay, I was born here in 55. The people before me who were here, this was a cracker area. That's what they called us. It was a bunch of white rednecks. You know, we had to fight water moccasins and alligators and garfish and snapping turtles. This place has got all kinds of predators like to bite you and eat you. And so we learned as young children, the only way you're going to be able to swim in a freshwater lake or be close to a pond is you got to watch out for reptiles that want to kill you or eat you or bite you. So we were made pretty tough. Now, because they've come in now and they've destroyed the ecosystem and they're killing species of turtles and all kinds of other fish and all kinds of other reptiles by the hundreds of thousands a day in the state, except for the Everglades, which they'll still eat you down there. Now we have the pythons that like to eat you. Now we basically have a state of people that have moved in that are soft. They're liberals. And they want to come in now and bring their stinking ideology from their countries or their states that ruined their states and their countries and vote it into our laws. Sheriff Grady Judd put a big poster up, a big billboard coming into the state of Florida, coming into Polk County. This is where I live. I like Grady Judd. He's a good friend. And he said, now you've moved to Florida. Leave the ideologies and the voting behind in the state that you left because you wanted to escape it and vote the right way now. That's what he said, billboard. I mean, and every time he runs for reelection, he always runs unopposed. He's always unopposed. Nobody can beat Grady Judd in Polk County. Because all the old school people are still here doing this. But here's the problem. And this is one of the main reasons they really went after the old people with COVID, Dave. People over the age of 60 were disproportionately the highest people that died. They want to get rid of the old school mindset. This is one of the reasons they put everybody on statin drugs to get the cholesterol down. This is why they put them on all kinds of other drugs for diabetes. They know yesterday I was at a car dealership. I was talking to a guy, he's like in his 60s, and he's on all these drugs. And, you know, he's got high blood pressure, he's got high cholesterol, he's got this, he's got that, he's got high blood sugar, he's taking insulin, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, look, you know, there's natural approaches to all of this stuff. He goes, well, my doctor says I've got to be on this stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't you get some alternative opinions? He goes, I didn't know there were alternative opinions. And again, it's this group, age 60 and above, that they targeted with COVID. It's this group they targeted with remdesivir. It's this group that they want to have gone in the United States of America as quickly as possible. Remember what Oprah Winfrey said, that Kabbalist Luciferian cutout? She said that basically until all the old white people are dead, we're never going to get rid of systemic racism in the United States or something like that. That's paraphrased loosely, but that's what she said. And that's the problem, isn't it? It's the old white people that brought us this, basically the revolution back in the 60s that got rid of racism. I remember, Dave, when I was a little kid, I was like, you know, 5, 6 years old, and we'd go to the laundry place to do our laundry, you know, the washing mart or whatever you'd call it. And there were signs, you know, there where you do laundry, it says machines for black patrons, you know, in the next building, water fountains, white patrons only. I kid you not. I saw this with my own eyes. Well, we don't have that anymore. And the civil rights movement basically was spearheaded by, I understand, radical revolutionary groups that basically were pushing communism in the United States. I got that. But the overall goal and the overall end of that was the fact that we got rid of a lot of systemic racism in the United States. We did. But now that wasn't good enough because they have to use the racism for a division. This is what Barack Obama has done. When Joan Rivers called Barack Obama out for being queer and Michelle for being a tranny, you know, she was dead several months later. And Barack Obama is still being used because he can read a teleprompter very, very well. He's still being reused to basically help run the Biden administration because Biden is so stinking senile. mean, Biden has turned the United States economy into a dumpster fire, and he's pouring more gas on it. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. But don't forget, Donald Trump also carpet bombed the United States following the Kabbalist dictates by closing down all the small businesses. And hundreds of thousands of businesses went out of business, including a lot of parts suppliers for a lot of the major manufacturers. They're all gone now. And General Motors can't get parts, supposedly. They can't produce vehicles anymore, supposedly. And they're telling us they can't get the parts or the supplies or the computer chips, supposedly. But the reality is they wanted to slow down the velocity of money, the World Economic Forum did, without causing hyperinflation and causing the economy to start to come apart. Back in the 50s, and Dave, you'll remember this because we're the same age, they always said it this way: how General Motors goes, so goes the United States of America. And that was because of all of the suppliers that had to support GM to manufacture automobiles. I ordered a truck last summer. I still don't have it. It used to take 6 to 8 weeks for General Motors to make me a truck. I still don't have it. And that's been 8, 9, 10 months ago. I still don't have it. Austin did the same thing. He ordered a truck last year. He still doesn't have it. When you call the dealership and you ask them, they say, we don't know where they are. They say they're built. They're in some lot somewhere up in Michigan, and nobody knows where they are. And I said, wow. Now, I ordered two trucks. And one of them I paid for in December, and it was not here yet. Finally, after 4 months, I mean, I signed the paperwork, you know, got the note on it, the whole bit. It was in my name. I started making insurance payments on it. It was supposed to be here in a couple of weeks. It took 4 months for it to show up. And finally, I said this to the dealership, and I don't know if they contacted the General Motors rep or not. I said, what would happen, since I have the, you know, this I own this truck now, if I declared the truck stolen? So they said, what do you mean? I said, what if I call up the doggone judge up there? You tell me it's in this lot here parked in Michigan. What if I declared it stolen and I walked up there and said, here's my paperwork. I bought this truck 4 months ago. Here are my – I want my keys and I'm leaving with my truck. They said, well, we don't know what would happen. You know what, Dave? That truck was back down here 3 weeks later. They had that truck delivered to me after I'd waited for months. Now think about that for a second. Why in the world, whether or not my – asking that question had anything to do with it or not, I don't know. But why in the world are consumers forced to go to that level now? I mean, it's ludicrous, my friend. But that's what they've done. And so they've shut down all these suppliers that produce all these parts now are going out of business. And as Biden continues to pour more and more stimulus money into the dumpster fire to cause more and more hyperinflation along with more and more food shortages. Remember, Bill Gates, there's a reason that Bill Gates bought a huge swaths of farmland a couple of years ago. And there's a reason they're paying farmers up to 1.5% of the crop value to destroy their crops now. There's a reason for all of it. There's a reason that food processing plants all over the country are being sabotaged and catching on fire. There's a reason all of that stuff is happening. They want to disrupt the supply of food, just like they disrupted the supply of parts to General Motors. Because a hungry population is basically going to be more compliant than a population that is not, that is well-fed. And people have seen that for decades. That's what Stalin.
To what end? How do you see the end of this going? I mean, I agree with you. Food is a manipulator. But what are they trying to keep us from resisting? Because that's the next question.
Well, the rest is, you know, it's this technocratic revolution. They want to bring us into this basically chip system that
Bingo.
Elon Musk has been pushing.
Bingo.
And they basically
yep.
turn us into cyborgs mm-hmm. to allow our brains to be controlled through, so every thought of our mind can be controlled all of the time. As it was in Genesis chapter 6. This is what Jesus told it would be like to us in the Bible, in the Gospels, upon his return. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. And back in the days of Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man was evil all the time. It was so bad back in the Bible that when God looked down on this planet, he was so grieved that he had regretted making man, and he actually flushed the entire planet. And when he did that, he also pulled the continental plates apart. He pulled the continents apart. And when he did that, he changed the magnetic ley lines and the water flow underneath all the pyramids that were being used to create energy fields, kind of like a 5G, 5.6 tower, and turned off the transmitters. And then Noah started over again, but again, these Nephilim, it says, were here before and after the flood. So they came back and started the same mess over again. That's why we had giants again after the flood. All of this stuff has been going on for millennial of time because we have a war in the heavenlies going on. And they want to have us connected into a D-Wave computer, basically, so Satan can control the thoughts and the minds of everybody and basically have an interdimensional interface with him wherever his lair is, wherever this weirdo resides, so he can control the whole planet. Because to him, he doesn't see us as humans. And these entities, they don't see us as humans. They see us as food. When we die, apparently we release some type of energy field with our souls that they feast and they consume. That's why they have always required human sacrifice to feed themselves, because when they got cut off from God's energy flow, when there's that big coup d'etat, if you want to call it that, in heaven, they no longer receive sustenance from God Almighty, and now they have to have their own energy source. And we are that. We are their giant smorgasbord buffet on this planet. That's why they kill tens of millions of children every single year with abortions globally. And that's why when they have wars, they make sure they have the maximum casualty. Look at Dresden. Dresden is the perfect example. Look at Hiroshima. Look at Nagasaki. And the United States did all that. Remember that, along with the Allies. And so they have this massive influx of food and energy that goes to them, apparently, to feed them. That's why they're always requiring blood sacrifice of humans. This thing goes back to a spiritual war in the heavenlies. That's what's happening here. We just happen to be, you know, in the middle of it all, because we're not really of this planet when we become a Christian, because we're in blood covenant with the Most High God through Jesus. But they know that we basically aren't subject to their whims and their teachings and their garbage that they do to us. That's one of the reasons they hate us so much. That's why they don't want a new world order, Dave. They want their old world order back. They had an ancient Rome where they have open human sacrifices and crucifixions. They want that back. They want back Genesis chapter 6, where every thought it was evil all the time. So they create this low energy fields that basically feed them. That's what they want. And see, this is what we've got to understand. If we don't get this from a Christian standpoint, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, it's one of the reasons they want to go get CERN. They're cranking that thing back up after 3 years. They're doing everything they can to develop some type of wormhole they want to go back in the time. You say, well, they want to have time changes? Yeah, of course they do. And one of the things they really want to change is they want to get rid of the crucifixion of Christ. Because that changed everything, but now God will never let that happen. That even says in the Bible, had the God of this age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. He never would have done that. Because it changed everything. We became a covenant partner with God Almighty through Jesus. It changed everything. I've done entire shows on your show on the blood of Christ and on my show on the blood of Christ. That's why without Jesus Christ, we can't fix this. It's impossible. And they know that. That's why they've had a 2,000-year-old atavistic, generational, millennial generational hatred of Christ. That's why they've taken him out of the schools. That's why they took prayer out of the schools. That's why they're pushing the transgender stuff. Anything that's basically antithesis to Jesus and the teachings of Jesus, they want to destroy. They want to make the planet as evil as they possibly can, because one of their guys who worked with this was Sabbatai Zevi in 1666, and he said the only way we can resurrect the Antichrist, or the serpent god that they call from the Kabbalah, Ein Sof, back from his pit, is they have to make the world as evil as they possibly can all the time. That's why this Luciferian satanic death cult, including Henry Kissinger and a whole bunch of other people, and Klaus Schwab, have been involved in doing this now for over 60 years to this new world order. They want to destroy human free will, Dave. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's what Harari says from the World Economic Forum. He says free will is a thing of the past, and we can hack any human. So that's exactly what they're going for.
That's right. Let me give people some advice. Number one is, remember, they'll mess with your head, they'll mess with your moods. If you're not taking a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, start taking cod liver oil, methylated B vitamins, and 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. It'll really bring your moods back up, and you'll start feeling amazing again. Okay, especially if you get really down about what's going on. Now, the guy that I was speaking to yesterday, when I mentioned the thing about the diabetes and what could be done, we've got a Doug Hagman blood sugar protocol that you could follow that really helps to stabilize blood sugar. And then I also have a book out that's called Breakthrough Health, but I'll give you what I want you to know from that right now. Many of you already have the book. And what it says is that I give you the list of the top 10 drugs never to take, and the number one drug never to take are statin drugs. Statin drugs make the brain go to mush.
What are the brand names for that, Ted?
Oh, gosh. Anything that ends with a statin. There's so many of them. Lipitor is one of them. And anything that basically ends in statin and Novastatin, all the different things they have out there. But I don't remember right now, Dave. But anything that lowers cholesterol, it has to be avoided. Now, here's why. Now the studies are showing that if you don't have sufficient fats in your diet, that you have a much higher probability of coming down with Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're telling you now, and I asked the guy yesterday, I said, what is your cholesterol? He goes, it's around 100. I said, 100? And I said, how's your testosterone? And he gave me the number, and I said, you know, almost always when you're taking statin drugs, your testosterone drops through the floor. Your brain goes to mush. You can't think anymore. And he goes, really? He said, I didn't know that. I said, yeah. I said, if your cholesterol is between 200 and 300, and I said, in the old days, that was considered okay. If it's over 300, you need to make some dietary changes. I eat eggs every day. Eggs are one of the best things that you can eat to restore brain function. I try to eat between 3 and 6 eggs every single day, including the yolks, and I cook them in real organic butter, or I eat them, you know, boiled. You know, and I crack the shell and I eat them that way. It's so important to get enough fat for your brain to function. It's also important to keep your cholesterol up. And of course, they know all that.
Ted, I need to back up to what you said with regard to these medications. Where does metformin and glyphosate fit into this? Metformin in particular.
Metformin is a drug to bring down blood sugar. Metformin basically has a side effect that people don't really like to talk about. It's called pancreatic cancer. And the guy yesterday before he was on metformin, strange you'd bring that up. And I told him, he said, well, this is like the cleanest one you can take. I said, have you looked at the side effects? It causes pancreatic cancer. It causes liver problems. I said, it's not a good product. He goes, I didn't know that. I said, look, and he says, here's what he said to me. This is interesting. Excuse me. He said, but I get to eat candy if I take this.
That's crap.
No, that's what he said. I'm going to tell you what he said. And I looked at him and I said, you take metformin and you inject yourself with insulin so you can eat candy. And I said, do you realize how twisted that logic is? And let me give you another example. This is what I told him yesterday. Dave, when you were little, you know, we used to have a problem here in Florida. You probably never had them out there in Arizona with leeches. Do you have them out there in Arizona or not?
No,
the ones that crawl
around?
Yeah. We used to have, because, you know, we kind of live in a swamp here. And they leave these slime trails everywhere. And they were disgusting, all right? So when we were little, if we saw a leech, we'd pour some salt on it. Instantaneously, the salt would start pulling the moisture out of the leech. It would roll up and it would die. So then you could just sweep it away or throw it in the garbage instead of having to mash it and make a big mess. So I asked the guy yesterday, I said, did you ever pour salt on a leech? And he goes, well, yeah. And I looked at his wife and I said, did you ever pour salt on a leech? He goes, well, yeah. I said, okay. I said, insulin is a salt. And they said, what? I said, yeah, if you look in chemistry, insulin is a salt. And I said, and what it does, it causes the interior of the blood vessels to become brittle because it's a salt. It pulls the moisture out. It also causes an over-ionization because it conducts electricity of the inside of the blood vessel, which causes calcium to stick to it and plaquing to occur. And I said, that's why diabetes and insulin usage has some of the highest links to heart disease, heart attacks, amputations, gangrene, and blindness with diabetic retinopathy. I'm talking to them all about this stuff at the dealership yesterday. They said, wow, we've never heard any of this stuff. I said, yes. I said, you're taking a salt and you're injecting it into your blood so you can eat candy. I said, dude, really? And then his wife got up and walked away because she was looking at a different car. And he goes, well, my wife brings the candy into the house. And I said, ah, here we go. And he goes, if it's in the house, I'm going to eat it. I said, ah, here we go. And I said, it's the same thing. The other day, you know, we have a place up in North Carolina, a little cottage up there, like 400 square feet. And my daughter had been up there, and she left a gallon of Breyers chocolate mint cookie chunk ice cream in the freezer, brand new, never been opened. And my wife saw it, and Sharon was kind of a junkaholic when I first met her, and Sharon literally ate the entire half gallon of ice cream within about 3 days. I kid you not. And I had like a little bit of it. And I came in the next day, and I said, where'd the ice cream go? And I said, she'll light it off. I said, well, I should have just thrown it away. Here's why I say that. I'm not trying to narc on my wife. She was a sugarholic when she was young. I mean, heck, the first date we went out with, you know, we went out on this date. I took her to like a Sony's restaurant. It's like a, you know, like a, I don't know what you have in your area that's like that. But what happened is they had a hot fudge cake. And it was like a layer of chocolate ice cream, you know, chocolate cake, you know, more ice cream, fudge, nuts, all that. The first day I went out with her, I took her to dinner and I asked her, what would you like? I'm getting like a chicken salad, right? And she orders a hot fudge cake for dinner. Kid you not. She eats this hot fudge cake. This is her first date. And then I'm eating my chicken salad and she scarfs this hot fudge cake down. I said, would you like another? And she gets another hot fudge cake. Now, Sharon never had that. This is a true story. It's a true confession. You're dead. First date. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm going to have to work on this one. Now, she had headaches all the time because of high blood sugar. So I told her, I said, after we got engaged, I told her, I said, look, I said, you know, you really need to clean this diet up. This is awful. I said, you can't live on hot fudge cakes and cookies. I said, this is terrible. Now, she had no weight problems. So she'd eat whatever she wanted. So she just lived on junk food. It caused all kinds of health problems for her. And so we put her through a detox program, and she got off of all the sugar and all the junk and had terrible headaches and withdrawal headaches after she did that. So it's very easy for her to go back and start eating junk. Now, with me, since I'm doing True Confessions, I might as well finish this. I drank a lot of coffee when I was in graduate school at Florida State University. I had gotten myself up. I worked for a company called Quality Coffee Service. It was then owned by a guy by the name of Dave Pulsifer. And Dave gave me my own Bun, B-U-N-N, coffee machine, which was a really good machine back then. And I would get up every morning and have like 6 cups of coffee. Well, that didn't last very long. So by lunch, I'd have like 6 more cups of coffee. And then for dinner or afternoon, I'd have 6 more cups of coffee. I was drinking like 18 cups of coffee a day. I really like coffee, but I don't drink it very often. I may have a cup of coffee once a month. That's it. Because once I drink it for more than one day, by the second day, I don't feel very good because it elevates cortisol. By the third day, I feel absolutely awful and my brain won't work. That's what cortisol does. So I use the Purple Sticks. I think they're on sale right now at Health Masters. And we've got the coupon code HEALTH5. And so with Dave, if you want to get a 5% discount on everything, it's HEALTH5. And what's interesting about this, the Purple Sticks contain green tea plus vitamins, B vitamins, that really keep you up and give you good, clean energy. And it doesn't elevate cortisol. And so my whole thing is I've got to really watch coffee. But I know better now because once I drink it for a couple of days, I feel so terrible on it, I don't want to be involved with it anymore. Plus, I end up getting caffeine withdrawal headaches. The Purple Sticks don't do that to me. So, guys, start making little changes like that. Keep the ice cream out of the house. Keep the cookies out of the house. Don't be taking insulin shots and using metformin, which causes pancreatic cancer, so you can eat sugar and candy. What's wrong with you? Just eat vegetables and chicken. Just eat something really low glycemic that doesn't turn to sugar quickly into bloodstream with glucose. You'll be a lot healthier. So there's all kinds of natural protocols that you can do, even with your immune system. You can take vitamin C, D3, K2. You can take zinc. You can take potassium iodine. There's all kinds of D3, all these different things that you can take for your immune system. You know, I had COVID. I've not had a shot. You guys all know that. And it was not that big of a deal. I never even missed a show. I do a show 5 days a week live. I never miss a talk show. Now, last time I had it, my throat got real scratchy, and I sounded like James Earl Jones. It was actually a pretty good radio voice, honestly. But the reality was my throat was hurting, but I still did the show. But that's the thing you got to understand. If you keep your immune system strong, you don't let your brain turn to mush using statin drugs, and you realize that every single drug they put out there within 5 years has its warning changed, labels changed, or is taken off the market because of undesirable side effects. If you understand that, you will quickly learn that there are all kinds of natural things that you can do to feel great and look great and have tremendous energy all the days of your life. But you got to take care of yourself. You can't be substituting cookies for insulin. I'm stupid. I couldn't even believe a guy said that. Then he wanted to blame his wife, and I thought, well, you guys just throw the stuff in the garbage can. If you do that for a few dozen times, they won't be buying it anymore. But guys, listen to me. If your spouse has a problem with blood sugar, and you don't, okay, don't force them to eat your junk by bringing it home. And I know I'm meddling right now, and since I'm meddling, and guys are already mad at me anyhow, I might as well finish this. If you've got children at home, if they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, their health is your responsibility. Newsflash. I knew a girl named Cindy one time. I won't mention the girl's names because it's embarrassing. And she had a vending machine business. And she let her girls eat as much candy as they wanted whenever they wanted it. She wouldn't keep it locked up. And, of course, both the girls became morbidly obese. And they're both unbelievably sick. You know, never had any children. It's sad. It really is. And I remember the mother one time said to me, if they want to eat junk, these girls are 6 and 7 years old, 8 years old. If they want to eat junk, it ain't my responsibility. If they want to get fat, let them get fat. That's what she said. Here's the problem. They're not a concrete rational thought. They're still in a theta brainwave state. They think candy's good. They want to eat candy as much as they possibly can. They think it's wonderful. It tastes good. Doesn't matter if their teeth rot out. You can't be that kind of parent. You got to make sure your children eat correctly. Sharon wrote a book one time, still available and on Amazon, I guess, which I don't like to promote as far as a used book. It's called Train Up Your Children on the Way They Should Eat. And we talk about how important it is for young children to be taught to eat properly. I have another friend of mine. He had a young daughter, beautiful young girl, 2 years old. She's getting fat. I mean, they had a nanny taking care of her all the time. Nanny gave her ice cream and cookies all the time. And I said to him, I said, look, he's a pastor. I said, if you don't change this, you're giving her all these fat cells. By the time she's 16, 17, 18 years old, she'll be 300 pounds. Oh, no, that'll never happen. She'll be tall. Well, guess what? She's about 300 pounds now and maybe 350 pounds, and she's tall. She's huge. And they did that to her, Dave. It's our responsibility to teach our children the right way to eat. Really, really important. Also, remember, too, it's your responsibility to take those children to church on a regular basis and to train them up in the way of the Lord and teach them who Jesus Christ is. Because when you train them when they're young in that theta brainwave state from 4 to 8, and you teach them about Christ, they accept that, they receive that, and they understand who Jesus is. And then it's easy. That's why it says again, train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's what we've stopped doing. We've stopped, and that's one of the reasons that I got so angry at Trump, which, you know, I'm not a Trump fan. I voted for him the first time, but then he put so many globalists and CFR members into his administration, I couldn't stand it. And when he closed the churches, he closed down the country and carpet bombed the economy, so many people stopped going to church, and they've never started back, Dave, never started back. And it's sad. It really, really is, because so many people got scared of COVID. You know, they were forced to wear masks by their pastors, and they had people dying in the church because of the COVID, because they were put on remdesivir and died on ventilators in the hospitals. They got really panicky about going to church. And if you don't have your children in church when they're young, they'll never develop that deep relationship with Christ unless they have a miracle through the Holy Spirit and they get born again. You look at Saul of Tarsus. I mean, he had no relation whatsoever with Christ. You know, he became the Apostle Paul. You know, he had his road to Damascus experience. I mean, it could happen. It's very, very rare. So give them a chance by keeping them in church when they're young and pray with them on a regular basis and teach them about the ways of the Lord and teach them about the ways of the world as far as why you should not be involved in all of this stuff, and you'll have healthy children. Now, does that mean all your children are going to turn out great when you do that? No. They still have freedom of will. And when they turn into teenagers, they got to start making choices. And sometimes they're going to make bad choices, and sometimes they're going to make right choices. The whole key to success is making more right choices than you make bad choices. That's just the bottom line on that. And so always remember, keep your children close and teach them the best you possibly can. What do you think, Dave?
Well, you're making too much sense. But the problem is, Ted, let me tell you what I've learned. And it's interesting how God uses certain events to teach you certain things. But and yes, I'm bragging, but I deserve the credit. I'm one of two people, if you want the truth about election fraud in Arizona. I can tell you how it happened, and I can also tell you the same pattern went across the country. But here's what I learned. Here was the lesson. Not the election fraud was the important thing. The important thing I learned was how deep the penetration is of control for local officials, all the way down to the county clerk and recorder, the county commissioners, the mayors, any of the election officials, and underlying that control that comes out of George Soros or the communist Chinese or both is a satanic evil that permeates the whole process. And that's really what I've gained. This country is under a satanic communist spell with government officials.
I did a whole show on this week. I talked about it for 30. I did a 30-minute rant on this. And you're right, because what happens at the highest levels, they're told that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. This is how it's going to work. You know, drugs have been here forever. And you can either benefit from the drugs or not benefit from the drugs, but we might as well keep the money to help support the government from the CIA running drugs. And basically, you can be part of this and make a lot of money with us and basically have a tremendous pension all the days of your life. Or you could try to tell us that we can't do this and we'll either fire you, discredit you, or kill you. And so you have your choices. And a lot of people live at the government levels, and they're very, very frustrated because they know what's going on is wrong, but they don't know how to fix it. They don't know what to do in order to correct it. And this is the problem that we have. And it's systemic. We have it in our county, too, with the city commissions, with the county commissions. And there's some people in the planning commission, there's some people out there that really are caring about it. But when it comes to the bottom line, you got to look at their campaign contributions, Dave. You got to look at how much money they're making on the side based upon their inside information with development. You know, why do these people start these county commissions and city commissions and all over the country, and suddenly they're millionaires? And a lot of that's because of the Masonic lodges. A lot of these county commissioners and city commissioners are Masons, and they promote their own agenda. Now, I'm going to say something because I did a whole show on part of this too. The lowest level Masons have no idea what's going on. The first and second, third degree Masons, they don't know what's going on. It's only the 30th degree when you're told to reject your religion and accept the religion of Lucifer. This is the 30th degree. So when somebody's a 30th or 33rd degree Mason, they're completely and totally compromised at that level if they've taken those oaths. And so they need to understand that. That's what's going to happen at the end result. But you're right. It's evil. You know, Albert Pike said he wanted to bring in the soothing, seething energies of Lucifer. He wrote that book, Morals and Dogma. and he was the highest level Mason during the Civil War, and Johnson pardoned him for all the war crimes that Pike had done, got Johnson impeached over that, almost got taken out of office over that, because Albert Pike was a higher level Mason than Johnson was. He was the head guy in, you know, in the whole, you know, United States. That's why the only statue to a Confederate war general is to Albert Pike in Washington, D.C. You can't make this stuff up. And see, that's the group that subverts and runs the local governments in many cases, along with the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, along with the Bilderberger Group, along with the Committee of 300, along with the attendees of the, you know, Bohemian Grove. But you're 100% right, Dave, at the highest levels, all the way from the unit. That's why I said yesterday, we can't fix the national's government. We can't. It's too corrupt. It's too compromised because of Jeffrey Epstein, Mossad, CIA, et cetera. You know, MI6. They've been compromised. We've got to go at the local levels and work on our county commissioners, city commissioners, local school boards, and do it that way, and then make sure the voting fraud stops in the states by getting us state portions of it so that when the national elections come that we can stop that. But you can't correct it top down. It has to go bottom up. And the bottom up has to start with Jesus Christ. We have to have a good group of people working together, because quite frankly, our Constitution is wholly inadequate for a satanic group of people to run it, because it's too easily manipulated.
That's right.
It's for a Christian country.
No, amen to that, my brother. You're exactly right. But the problem is I think that ship has sailed. I'm standing in the, let's put it this way, I'm in the gap, you're in the gap, we're fighting the battle, we're doing what I think the Lord wants us to do. But also, too, if I just look at this strategically and don't account for spiritual forces that could be brought to support us, we are getting our butts kicked badly. And in fact, let me tell you how bad it's getting, Ted. They're going to take over our retirement accounts. They're going to bring in digital currency. Their digital currency will be used like Trudeau did with the convoy, where he said, I don't like your politics, so I'm taking your bank account. Let me tell you how far I'm going with this. And I am very public on this, and I could care less if people like it or not. I'm not planning to leave the country yet, but I do have my line in the sand, because I am the descendant of people who escaped Nazi Germany on my dad's side of the family. So I have my line in the sand. I'm not announcing it at this point. I will at some point, I think. But I have my financial line in the sand. And what I'm going to do is I'm not leaving the country, but I'm going to divest a lot of my interest in foreign banks. I'm researching the hell out of this right now. And I'm looking at all the rules, all the banks, the solidity of the banks. By the way, we lead the world in bank failures here in the United States. The UK is number two. So if people say, well, you're going to a country, they're just going to take your money. Well, they're going to take your money here, too. I'd rather have five chances of being correct than one chance of being correct. And I'm right. And I'll tell you this, it won't be 6 months until I'm pretty well divested. The worst thing America can do is leave its money in the bank other than, say, a month or two of operating capital. And you can only buy so much gold and silver, because if you're in a digital system, you still have to go to the store. You still have to interact with the system at some level. Gold and silver will carry you so far, so will Bitcoin, and those are good things to do. But I really think people that have any kind of assets at all need to look at foreign investment. Because right now the world's lining up the gold-backed nations led by Russia, and that's going to be all of Latin America. And I mean every single country, plus India. I don't know where China's going to go. They're forming alliances with Russia, but they're on the fence. So, Ted, I'm looking at this now, and I'm saying, you know, I'm taking a lot of my stuff. I'm leaving, because I'm not going to let Biden or Obama or whoever's making decisions going to take my money from me. And I don't know how you feel about that. We only got about 45 seconds left in the program, but I know I'm probably catching you by surprise. But, Ted, I've had enough of this guy.
No, I think you're right, Dave. So there you go. I'm going to answer your question. I think you're right. Guys, Health5 is the coupon code for Dave Hodges. Go to healthmasters.com. Health5 is a coupon code, 5% off everything other than sale items. I appreciate you guys, Dave.
Well, hold on. Just one second, Ted. We don't have to go that quick, because I wanted to leave time to talk about your show. You and Austin, your son Austin, have a great show. And you know, we get first-time listeners here, and a lot of people know who you are, and they know our friendship, but a lot of people don't. So tell people how they can follow your good work.
Okay, Dave, would you tell me 45 seconds? I think we got a hard deadline here, but thank you. Ted and Austin Brower Show, if you go to healthmasters.com, you can click right on the show. You can also go to the archives. You can listen to it, and it's politically incorrect. If you didn't like what I said today, you're really not going to like this show at all. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about basically doing what's right in God's eyes and making the right choices and making the right decisions. And so we always make sure that we maintain an eternal perspective on the show. So, guys, I appreciate your support. We pray for you every single day. But, guys, support Hodges, support Health Masters, support the people that are out there doing what's right and standing in the gap for everyone.
And, Ted, I got to give one testimonial before we close. I faced knee surgery at one time, and I was facing some other stuff that I won't get into. And I did the Health Master protocols, and I avoided surgery two different times. And Doug Hagman will give you that testament, too, as far as blood sugar goes. Health Masters is where it's at. Pharmaceuticals are in short supply, ladies and gentlemen. You better learn to go natural. Ted, my Christian brother, thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. You've been awesome.
As always, my pleasure. Thank you, Dave, for having me on.
Thanks.